بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Let's begin, inshallah. So we're on page 16 of the book, and we're going to move on to the process of acquisition of knowledge. Now, he makes a very important point about education. What is education, right? What is education? So you see, the process of acquisition of knowledge is not called education unless the knowledge that is acquired includes moral purpose, right? So you can't call it education unless it has a moral purpose, i.e. an idea of something that's good, that activates in the one who acquires it what I call adab. So he uses a concept of adab. So in other words, knowledge cannot be called, or the acquisition of knowledge cannot be called education until it activates in someone what's called adab. He'll tell you what adab is now. So adab is something that many of us, because we hail from the South Asian tradition, will know what adab is. But he has a particular type of adab in mind. So adab is right action that springs from self-discipline founded upon knowledge whose source is wisdom. Adab is right action that springs from self-discipline. So right, doing the right thing in a disciplined manner, and knowledge which is based on wisdom. For the sake of convenience, I should translate adab simply as right action. So he's just going to call it right action, but the meaning is what he's the definition of it is what he has mentioned before. Okay, now there's an intrinsic connection between meaning and knowledge. Okay, there's an intrinsic connection between meaning and knowledge. So I define meaning as a recognition of the place of anything in a system, which occurs when the relation a thing has with others in the system becomes clarified and understood. So meaning is a recognition of something in a system. So for us as Muslims, as believers, we would say that everything in this life, everything has a place, everything has a meaning. It's not chaotic, but it's coherent, okay? So I define meaning as a recognition of a place of anything in a system, which occurs when the relation a thing has with others in the system becomes clarified and such. So there's a relationship with other things, right? It's not just on its own as well. So this is meaning. This is what he means, meaning. Place, and he's going to basically, this definition or that he's given of meaning, he's just going to explain certain words that might need clarification. So place, this word here. Place refers to the right or proper place in the system, right? And he goes in more detail. And system here refers to the Quranic conceptual system as formulated into a worldview by tradition and articulated by religion. So there's a coherent system, how things fall in that system, that worldview, the Quranic worldview, okay? So he's basically said there is a relationship between meaning and knowledge, and he's briefly talked about what meaning is. So we have this meaning and its relationship to knowledge. Knowledge, as we have already defined, this was in the last lesson, is the arrival of the meaning, the place of things, right, where it belongs in the soul, and the soul's arriving at meaning. And this is the recognition of the proper places of things in the order of creation, right? So we should as Muslims have an understanding in our metaphysics, in our worldview, where things belong. Things belong in certain places as ordained by God, by Allah, right? This is very, very important. Such that it leads to recognition of the proper place of God in the order of being existence as well. So where does Allah belong in this conversation or whatever we're talking about? But knowledge as such does not become an education unless the recognition of proper place is actualized by acknowledgement, that is by confirmation and affirmation in the self of the reality and the truth of what is recognized. So it's not just having knowledge of it, but it is actualized by acknowledging it, right? By confirmation, by affirmation in the self, right? So what is acknowledgement? Acknowledgement necessitates necessitated action that is proper to recognition, okay? Adab or right action consists of acknowledgement. You have to acknowledge it. So he gives us a definition. Education then is the absorption of adab in the self. So it's something that you internalize, right? That there's a coherence. You know where things belong. You know where ideas belong or whatever else it is. that it is actualized, and you know its relationship in relation to other things, but also in relation to God, Allah. Okay. The actualization of adab in the individual selves composing society as a collective entity reflects the condition of justice. So when you have this, when you know where things belong, you have justice. That's adala or adl, right? I'diluhu aqrabu littaqwa. Allah says in the Quran, be just, that is closest to God consciousness. Okay, so being proper education, in the sense as discussed by the author here, is that you know where things belong. It's in relation to other things, but also in relation to God. And once you do this within yourself and people within society, then you have the conditions of justice. And justice itself is a reflection of wisdom. Right? So it's a very important value or virtue, which is a light that is lit from the lamp of prophecy that enables a recipient to discover the right and proper place for a thing or being to be. Right, so for us, it all comes back to divine knowledge. It all goes back to what the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam and the prophets before him taught us, right? The proper place of things, to be wise, hikmah. Hikmah is what? To know where things belong, right? That's the proper knowledge. It's not just, you know, knowing sums or just knowing things, right? It's acknowledging them. It's basically knowing where things belong. The condition of being in the proper place is what I have called justice, right? Because justice is things that are in their right place. So when we talk about gender issues or race issues, all of these things have to be situated in their right place as taught to us through the Quran and the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. And adab is that cognitive action by which we actualize the condition of being in the proper place. So adab is how you actualize it, right? The coherence. So adab, in a sense, I am defining here, is also a reflection of wisdom, right? When a person places things in their right place, based on Quran and Sunnah and divine revealed knowledge or revealed religion, then that's wisdom. And with respect to society, adab is just order within it, right? So when people have this, you have order, you have justice, you have order. Adab concisely defined, so it gives you a concise definition, is the spectacle of justice as it is reflected by wisdom, hikmah, right? He's introduced the word wisdom, hikmah here, right? In order to explain what I mean by adab and to appreciate my definition of it, let us consider, for example, oneself. So he's giving you an example here, okay? So look at yourself, he says, and this is very, very interesting. The human self, or you, or soul, has two aspects. The one predisposed to praiseworthy acts, good things, intelligent by nature, loyal to its covenant with God. That's one side of you. The other, inclined to evil deeds, bestial or bestial by nature, right? This animalistic side, heedless of its covenant with God. And Allah mentions this word heedless in Arabic in the Quran, right? Ghafla, this idea of being heedlessness. So you have one which is inclined to good, and he is interesting that he says it's intelligent. So to be good is intelligent, right? And it's loyal to his covenant. The covenant is, of course, the covenant that we all made before we came into this world, into this material world, the alame alast, when we all, every single one of us, accepted God as our Lord, okay? And so, and the second type is obviously the which is inclined to evil deeds. It follows his animalistic nature. Allah mentions, you know, there are people who are like ulaika al-an'ami bal hum adhal. They are like cattle, but worse, heedless of his covenant with God. Because we are meant to arise, we are meant to, as human beings, recognize that we are above the animalistic traits. So the former we call a rational soul, an-nafsu natiqa, the rational soul. And the latter one, the evil side, is called a carnal or animal soul because it's engrossed, it wallows in its haywaniya, right, in bestiality. When the rational soul subdues the animal soul, right, when your wisdom, when your knowledge controls the animal soul and renders it under control, then one has put the animal soul in its proper place, right, and the rational soul is in its proper place as well. So your reason, you're always meant to be, if you like, reasonable. Yeah, your reason is the minister, right? You don't want the animal side to be ruling you, right? Just, you know, fulfilling your desires constantly without any apprehension or respect for anyone or anything. In this way, and in relation to oneself, one is putting oneself in one's proper place. So he's giving an example of this, right? So when you have control over your desires, not eliminating your desires, but mastering them by controlling them. This is adab. This is adab towards oneself, right? You've actualized order of how things are meant to be. Then in relation to one's family, so this is another example, and its various members, when one's attitude and behavior towards one's parents and elders displays sincere acts of humility, love, respect, care, charity, this shows one knows one's proper place in relation to them by putting them in their proper places. And we find this in the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, God talks about parents and being good to your parents and lowering the wings of humility before them. Yeah. فَلَا تَقُلْ لَهُمَا أُفٍّ وَلَا تَنْهَرْهُمَا وَقُلْ لَهُمَا قَوْلًا كَرِيمًا وَاخْفِضْ لَهُمَا جَنَاحَ الذُّلِّ مِنَ الرَّحْمَةِ وَقُلْ رَبِّ ارْحَمْهُمَا كَمَا رَبَّيَانِي صَغِيرًا. Right, so this idea. So this is like, you know, when a person is not respecting their parents and showing love, etc. towards them, that's not adab, right? That's not putting things in their right place. So this is adab towards a family. So this is another example. And similarly, you see this is very, very interesting. He's moving from the individual to the family. And now look where he takes it. Another one. And similarly, such attitude and behavior, when extended to teachers, friends, community, leaders, manifest knowledge of one's proper place in relation to them, right? Having respect to them. And this knowledge entails requisite acts in order to actualize adab towards them all, okay? So people who are in society, right? Treating them their way according to their rank, right? This leveling and, you know, this culture we see today of lack of respect towards members in society, this is alien to the Islamic worldview. Everyone has their place. Everyone has their role to play. And part of knowledge, part of wisdom, part of real education, right, is knowing where you stand in that. So anyway, again, when one puts words in their proper places so that their true meanings become intelligible, and sentences and verses in like manner, such as prose and poetry, become literature, then that is adab towards language. So he's using another example. So he's talked about yourself as an example, your parents maybe as an example, so society as an example, but he's also saying even in language, right? Adab. That's why we call the adab literature, right? Then he talks about nature. Further, when one puts trees and stones, mountains, rivers, valleys and lakes, animals and their habitat in their proper places, then this is adab towards nature and the environment, something that's missing today in today's society, right? It's not even recognized. It's just pillaged. But Islam, we have duty towards animals and nature as well. The same applies to one's home when one arranges furniture and puts things in their proper places therein until harmony is achieved. Islam is all about achieving harmony, the beauty of harmony, yeah, the beauty of it all. So this is what it does. It's not just, you know, it's not just rationally right, but it has aesthetic beauty as well, right? The Islam also has aesthetic beauty when things are put in their right places. So harmony is achieved, all such activities adapt towards home and furniture. And when we cite also putting colors, shapes, and sounds in their proper places, producing pleasing effects. Can you see aesthetic value? That is adab towards art and music as well. Knowledge, too, and its many branches and disciplines, some of which have more important bearing upon our life and destiny than others, if one grades them according to various levels and priorities and classifies the various sciences in relation to their priorities, putting each one of them in its proper place, then that is adab towards knowledge, right? So, you know, learning and the different disciplines, they all have their own different roles to play. Right, even when it comes to learning, it should already become clear that my interpretation of the meaning of adab reveals that adab implies knowledge. It is knowledge derived from wisdom. It manifests the purpose of seeking knowledge. It is also the internal and external activity of the soul that springs from ethical and moral values and virtues. This is very important, moral values and virtues. Its fount of origin is not philosophy, nor science. This is very important, but revealed truth that flows from religion, right? From Allah, from the Quran, from the prophetic role model, right? That's where we, so when we talk about our ethics, we believe as Muslims, there is such a thing as right and wrong. There are objective ethics, there are objective values, there are things that are objective right and wrong, right? Not moral, there's no relativity, right? Right, you know, oh, it's just, you know, you think it's right, I think it's wrong. No, there are things that are right and wrong as revealed to us through from religion, right? And this is where we start from. Any conversation begins from revealed religion, from revelation, okay? So this is something that's, I mean, all of us need to just think about. Okay. Yeah, we'll stop here because it goes into an interesting discussion afterwards. So I'm not going to go into that right now. We'll stop there, inshallah, for now. It's a slightly short lesson. And then if anyone has any sort of questions, they can ask questions, inshallah. Jazakallah.